This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with another edition of Washtenaw United. Each week through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community. Immigrations in our country, they're numerous and complex, and for those trying to locate here or simply have family reunited in our area, it is sometimes dangerous. Back in 2016, an organization formed in Washtenaw County. It is called Mexicansis in Michigan, and it is helping with the difficult process of helping get people from a number of countries to Washtenaw County and then connecting them with support and resources. These efforts became even more important when the pandemic hit. My guest this morning is Maria Militer, and Maria is president of the Grassroots Community Organization. And thank you so much for the time today, Maria. I appreciate it.
Well, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be part of this space and share with you and your listeners the many challenges that have and continue to affect communities of color, not only here in our county, but everywhere in the country.
Well, how exactly does your organization put the process in place to help people get from places like Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras here to Washtenaw County?
We started with a very small program called Esperanzas Viajeras, which in English translates as Traveling Hope. This is a program that was developed by the founders of the organization, who just joined the organization a couple of years ago. But since its implementation, Traveling Hope has made possible that over 90 senior family members travel to the United States from rural Mexico. It's not that we are providing the means, because we have to go through a process like any other immigrant to apply for an American visa to come to the United States. But it's a program that has been implemented in collaboration with the Mexican consulate in Detroit, with other organizations like San Francis of Assisi Church, and many other people helping back in Mexico to make this possible.
Now, the process is long, it's laborious, it is difficult, it is complicated, and then COVID-19 hit. How did that impact your ability to do all of that work? Did it make it even more difficult?
It made it extremely difficult. We knew that many immigrants, not just here in the county, but everywhere else in the country, won't have that access to federal stimulus checks or even unemployment insurance because of their immigration status. So we knew that coming up with a response was very important, especially among families who work in the restaurant industry, in the hotel industry, in construction, first responders, you name it, and not necessarily have access to the support network that most of us do.
Through the partnerships that you've created with other organizations in the community, were you able to provide the resources necessary to keep everybody here and sheltered?
Yes, we were able, with the support of different organizations, starting with United Way, from the support from many, many residents in the county who contributed to a GoFundMe campaign that was organized just to provide a little bit of financial support to families so that they could stay at home and decrease the exposure that they will have otherwise to the virus.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Maria Militer, who serves as president of Mexicansis in Michigan. It's a Washtenaw County-based grassroots organization. Now, Maria, you are from Mexico. You had earned a B.S. in veterinary medicine there, and then you immigrated and came to Eastern Michigan University to continue your education. Did you personally face hardship in that process?
It was a challenging process because when I came to the United States, my goal was actually to first learn English because I didn't have the opportunity to learn the language before. So I worked hard to learn the language and prepare for the TOEFL exam, like any other international student has to do when one is to study in the United States. I worked really hard to save money to pay for my master's degree at Eastern Michigan University. Very proud of that.
You then went on to get your master's degree from EMU in international trade and Spanish language, then earned your doctorate degree from the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Now, you research and focus on health outcomes of Spanish-speaking immigrants with limited access to health care, education, socioeconomic advancement, and immigration-related barriers in the United States. How did your personal experience in getting here, learning the language, and going through the educational community inform the manner in which you go about your work today?
During those first years in the country, I worked hand-by-hand with many low-income workers in restaurant kitchens, in cleaning houses, or hotel housekeeping. It was a challenging experience, but also one that made me a lot more aware of the different barriers that they face. Fortunately for me, I had the privilege of being able to continue my education, but it's a privilege that not everyone has. Not every immigrant has the opportunity to advance themselves in the way I did. So acknowledging this privilege, I'm here to share a little bit of that struggle, of those challenges that many of them faced. I did receive a lot of support from many community members. I do remember very fondly that very huge support that I received from the director of English language school that allowed me to take classes in exchange for cleaning the school. I learned a lot about humility and what it is to be in a different country with a different language, and when sometimes these socioeconomic barriers are too big to overcome.
So through that personal experience, we've been talking kind of on a philosophical and intellectual side of things, but it has led you to true passion in the work that you do. On the more emotional side, Maria, in working with this local grassroots organization, do you find heartache? Do you find inspiration? Or do you find some of both?
I think I find different emotions. During the difficult months after COVID-19 started to cause a lot of struggle in our communities, not just the Latino community, but also all communities of color, the Asian community, the African-American community, that for decades, for many, many years, have struggled with racial discrimination, and how we are tired of experiencing this type of oppression. I think this is a new hope that we are renewing among ourselves, and knowing that we have allies in our community that will listen to us and will let us be who we're meant to be as human beings, all of us, all together.
I am so glad you're going down that path. Once again, our Washtenaw United conversation with Mexicanos and Michigan President Maria Militer continues on 89.1 WEMU. As you've just pointed out, we are at a crossroads in America. The Black Lives Matter movement, the conversation on racial injustice and police brutality has taken root and is starting to create some change, with much more to come. Do you think there has been enough discussion about where the inequities in the Latinx community contend with is garnering enough attention?
No, I don't think so. I think we're at the very beginning process of getting all of us educated and reflect on how the lives of people of color have been drastically affected by the comfort of some. I think we are ready to start asking ourselves when it will be the right moment to move away a little bit from our comfort zone, so we can explore and put ourselves in the shoes of many others that haven't had the same advantage and the same privilege that we have had across the years.
How many people are a part of Mexicanos and Michigan at this point?
Before COVID, we were about 600 members. After COVID, after being able to distribute personal protection equipment among community members in very disadvantaged zip codes in the county, like 48, 197, or 98, collaborating with other organizations to make possible the distribution of fresh fruit and produce among low-income families that are not just Latinos, are other families people of color in our county. I think we have extended our membership, if we can call it that way, to perhaps 1,000 members right now. I call it membership because we know that we trust each other, that we can call each other when we are struggling with a specific need.
And as you look to the future, Maria, how do you envision the organization growing?
I think one of the goals I have in mind is to continue creating the spaces for community members to grow and perform at a different capacity. But that's a space that has to be created. Not all of us have the privilege of being in a radio talk like this one, but bringing our community members, those who are actually experiencing these struggles, these barriers, and express their concern, express their own hope, is something that I'm very, very strongly motivated for.
As we consider all of your professional research, all of your personal experience, and from sharing the experiences of others, what do you know that perhaps most of us in the community are unaware of? What can we be more conscientious about?
Well, in my area of research, I'm right now very much centered on how discriminatory policies have been embedded in access to healthcare. For immigrant communities, language barriers are one of the most obvious. But we are very aware of that fact. But there are a lot of different barriers, different resources, limitation in resources, capacity in our own infrastructure to provide a service that is equal to the services that other English-speaking communities are able to get. So just learning a little bit how these different manifestations of racial and ethnic discrimination are embedded in all the different factors, experiences that we go through day to day are affecting our communities of color. The accent that perhaps you're very much aware right now that I have also has a play when you think about me and who I am and who I look like. It's not just about my accent, but even with immigrants of different countries, even with the African American community, the name, their names, the way they speak, those differences call us to make assumptions about who is on the other side of the conversation. And we come with a lot of ideas that are not necessarily true, that are not necessarily bad, but in most cases, in many, many cases, get us to think in a different way about that person. And usually it's not in a positive way.
Let's hope for the positive as we move forward, and we'll need to move forward as one and all together. Agreed?
Totally.
I would like to thank you for the time today. It's been a privilege to talk to you, and I thank you for the work you're doing.
It is my pleasure and my honor.
That is Maria Militer, president of Mexicanchis and Michigan, and our guest on Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it every Monday. To access the Washtenaw United archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.